Last night on the cable channel ESPN2, something common and something rare. A basketball game in December is common, but a high school basketball game?
Are you serious? Are you serious? Are you serious? How many college guys or NBA guys can make that pass?
The reason that game was on national cable seriously was one young man who was on the floor, LeBron James. Why is a high school kid driving national sports programming decisions? Well, here's sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, what's the big deal about LeBron James?
He's that good. He's good enough to play in the NBA right now, according to scouts. So that's created a lot of hype, the national TV coverage. He's been on the cover of both Sports Illustrated and ESPN magazines. And the hype has turned into a business. James's home games in Akron, Ohio, have been moved to a college gym to accommodate the crowds. 10 of them are available on pay-per-view TV in Ohio for $7.95 each. I did an eBay search this morning. There were 467 LeBron James items for sale, from a signed piece of floorboard to a bobblehead doll to a program from last night's game. There are estimates that he'll generate around $1.5 million in revenue this year, and of course he's not going to see a penny of it.
And how did we get to the point of a high school kid doing all this?
Well, on a macro level, we got here pretty slowly. When Kobe Bryant passed up college and turned pro back in 1996, nobody but basketball addicts knew anything about him. Since then, though, more and more kids have gone pro, and they've been succeeding in the NBA, and the sports media machine is far more elaborate, and it churns much harder than it did back then. We've got scouting services that rank basketball players from the fifth grade on. LeBron James, I think, is the inevitable outcome of all of that. The talent, the media, the business, all coalescing around one standout athlete.
Isn't there something wrong with this, though, with all of this outsized attention and outsized financial interest, frankly, in a 17-year-old basketball player?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The tickets for last night's game sold for $100 in some cases. This kid's going to play games this season in the Palestra in Philadelphia, in UCLA's Pauley Pavilion, in the 23,000-seat Greensboro Coliseum. His game last night in Cleveland drew more fans than the NBA Cavaliers did in Cleveland the night before. So this doesn't fit at all into our traditional notions of innocent high school sports. But I think there might be a double standard here. We criticize and are suspicious of these kids, most of them African-American, who go to the NBA to earn millions, but we don't seem quite as indignant about teenage Wimbledon champions or pro golfers or Olympic gymnasts. LeBron James is a one in a million. The problem is all the less talented kids who might be encouraged to think the same big thoughts about going pro.
And just very briefly, his stats from last night?
31 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists. His team, St. Vincent St. Mary, beat one of the top prep schools in the country. And James showed that he's a team player, but he's also got some flaws. So he may end up as the number one pick in the NBA draft next summer, but he's got a long way to go to be a force in the league, money and hype aside.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.